of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord.
Our
benedictory.
So,
doing. I travel all over the earth.
Fully satisfied.
Humble and unenvious.
Purport
by His Divine Grace, the life of a sincere devotee of the Lord is thus explained in a nutshell by Narada Muni by his personal example. Such a devotee, after his initiation by the Lord or his bona fide representative, takes very seriously chanting of the glories of the Lord and travelling all over the world so that others may also hear the glories of the Lord. Such devotees have no desire for material gain. They are conducted by one single desire, to go back to God. This awaits them in due course on quitting the material world, because they have the highest aim of life, going back to God. They are never envious of anyone, nor are they proud of being eligible to go back to God. Their only business is to chant and remember the holy name, fame and pastimes of the Lord, and according to personal capacity to distribute the message for others' welfare without motive of material gain. O Agyan Tivaranvasya Jnana Jana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmiritamyan Tasmai Shri Yudhyam Shri Chaitanya Manodhisam Sapitamedhutale Adhapruka Sarkadamaya Tadatiswa Adhantika Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shiva Sadha Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare Krishna. So, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada states, such devotees have no desire for material gain. Now, when he says such devotees, obviously it means a pure devotee of the Lord. Right? So, the pure devotees of the Lord have no desire for material gain, because they act beyond the bodily platform. See, for the person who are acting on the bodily platform, they want more and more, and they won't be satisfied. Right? If you act on a platform beyond body, then you don't need more, actually, because everything in this world, you know, is depending on the body. The Srila Prabhupada, in one of the lectures, he said, if you think that you are not this body, then there is no anxiety. See, everything is, you know, for this body, right? So if someone comes to know that, yes, you are not this body, then there's no anxiety for you. No? Everything is, you're happy all the time. Because Krishna consciousness is there where you're proceeding from the bodily platform to the realization of soul, you know, the path of self-realization. Now, when I saw this word, tusamanaha, fully satisfied, I was thinking, you know, this verse came to me. I was remembering this one. Bhagavad Gita 10.9, Krishna says, Machitta Markada Prana Bodhayanta Parasparam Kataya Chasya Maam Nityam Tushyam Chitta Raman Chicha. Tushyam Chitta means satisfied, fully satisfied, and Raman Chicha means pleasure, happy, bliss. So, the translation, you know, Srila Prabhupada is effectively translated. He says, Krishna is saying, the Lord is saying, the thought of my pure devotee dwelling in his heart, Krishna's heart, and the activities, right, and the fully dedicated, and people who are dedicated to his service, right, they find great pleasure, satisfaction, and bliss by talking about Krishna to one another. The Lord himself is saying that. And we have seen that in the case of Narada Muni, he's saying, you know, he was fully satisfied. Not only was he satisfied, but he was also humble and non-envious. See, this is the two things, you know, which we have to be very careful. When obviously, you know, one who practices Krishna consciousness, he will be made humble by the Lord, and he should also be humble. And then non-envious of others. And in this case, Srila Prabhupada says that he is never envious of anyone, nor proud of being eligible to go back to Godhead. See, one should also not be proud that he's going back to Godhead. No. See, one has to be very careful that he has to be humble. So here we see that Narada Muni is a perfect example of a pure devotee. Right? It's an ideal example because he is always dependent on Krishna. Unlike the non-devotees where they want everything else except Krishna. That's the difference. So I was just analyzing some points for the devotees and I thought that three things, three points are very essential for practicing devotional service as a devotee. What are the three points? The first one is purification. So the first and foremost I could say is purification because, see, all of us, have been coming from the material platform, right? We have not been devotees in the past, right? Maybe some of us, some of the devotees may be here, like Nanda Mandir and the Johnny and all that, But I would say, obviously, I was basically on the material platform, right? And then someone else, asked me, showed me the path, and then they became a devotee. Now, what happens is, the purification of the mind is very, very important for all of us. Right? And that is why the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is emphasized so much by Srila Prabhupada in the translation and also in the purport. Now, Srila Prabhupada says that we have been loitering the material world from time immemorial. And so, imagine how much of material contamination we would have got. This is not from this world, from time immemorial. We have been in the material world with all the lusty desires and material contamination. Right? Now, this has to be washed off. Now, what is the way to wash off? The only way is chanting of the holy name. There is no other way. So purification is very, very important, right? And we have to be very clear with the fact that when they say chanting holy name of the Lord, it should be only Hare Krishna mantra, not anything else. If someone thinks that yes, we're chanting Gayatri mantra and going back to Godhead, then it's not correct. Because why I'm saying is, just to quote an example, I was speaking to one of a congregation devotee who has just come from India. He had a visit, he went to India a couple of months and he came back. Obviously when he built down and all that, he helps us in the cooking and all that. It's okay, he's not a very fixed up devotee, would say. So he came back from India, I was asking him, how are things and all that. He said everything is okay. Obviously he has gone to celebrate his father-in-law's 80th birthday. So I was asking, how is your father-in-law not there? Because, see, when someone is 70, 80, we'll be a little bit concerned, because obviously he's going closer to death, he's not going to live eternally in this world. So, what is he doing, like that? 80th birthday, Of course, he's finished 80th birthday, which means 80 years in this Kali Yuga, that is pretty good. 80 years. But what he was doing, that's the thing. Anyway, so I was asking, how is he, he said, he's very good, he's very spiritual. Spiritual is very good, I said, if spiritual, what mantra is chanting? Oh, Prabhu, he is every day chanting 1,000 names of Gayatri mantra. So Gayatri mantra is okay. It's not spiritual. Who said it's spiritual? Because Gayatri mantra, it brings a person to the mode of goodness. Right? And maybe a little bit beyond. But I don't think it's going to take back to God. You know what I mean? So, I was saying, perhaps, tell him, because I did not want to immediately, tell him, oh, it is not correct, because. So I said, that's okay, it's good, but he should try to chant Hare Krishna mantra, because that's the one which takes one to back to Godhead. Nothing, no other mantra, will take us back to Godhead. So, purification. Now, the second one is knowledge. Very important. Because knowledge is very important in two reasons, for the fact that it's got two important reasons. The first one is, knowledge changes the consciousness of a person. That is why Srila Prabhupada has done that, With the knowledge, he changed the consciousness of all the people. So it's very, very important. And the second one is, knowledge about Krishna will not allow anyone to do sin. Because why do people do sin? People do sin because they are on the bodily platform or ignorance. If one is beyond ignorance, that is goodness, they will not do sin. And especially when one is in the transcendental platform, they never sin. Because knowledge is considered as sun. When there is sun, there is no darkness. Right? So it is said that, you know, an example has been said by Gurujan Prabhu in his book Japa. He said, in the night, okay, sometimes, you know, we struggle. We don't know where we kept a glass or the cup, or, you know, we don't know where the door is and all that in the night time because it's very dark. But in the morning, when you wake up, you see everything very clearly, you know. Your glass is there, your table is there, your door is there. You do not have to strive for very hard for anything, you know. Everything is very obvious to you. In the same way, if you have knowledge, everything will be shown to you very clearly. You do not have to try, you know, exclusively for it. It will be clear. So, the knowledge about Krishna is like sun, which will dispel the darkness of ignorance. So, knowledge is very, very important for us. Right? Okay. Now, another example about knowledge. Okay? This knowledge is not given for show off. You know? It is for preaching, to make other person a devotee of the Lord. Now, this is a story I'm going to give way back, before 30 years back, you know, back to the future. Now, is coming on and on. So, this is an incident where, when I was in my teens, okay, my mother was working. Now, in one of the lecture, I said that my mother was also working for a company, Indian Telephone Industries, right? She was working. And she had a colleague. Right? And this colleague had two daughters. She is obviously a pious lady, and so what she, and she is very strict also. She's not relaxed, very strict lady. So what she did, she made it a point to teach Sanskrit to both her daughters. Okay? Now obviously the daughters are my sister's friends, because I've got elder sisters. So one point is that they're my mother's colleague, and the second point is that they are friendly with my sisters. You know? So I know a little bit more about them at the time I was smaller. So this lady has made her daughters chant, basically learn Sanskrit and chant most of the Bhagavad Gita slokas. Okay? For example, they know from chapter 2, 3, 4, 15, 16, almost about 10 chapters, 10 to 11 chapters they know by heart. By heart means memorized. Okay? Now what this lady used to do is, whenever if there is any person coming home, she will say, come on, daughters, please chant the, you know, Bhagavad Gita slokas from chapter 5, you know. Nothing wrong, it's very good. Bhagavad Gita often spoken by you. It is spoken by the Supreme Lord. It's very powerful and effective, no? So these girls, they sit down and, you know, they clap their hands and, you know, they say, Vishayage nivartante nirahayasthe. And all this time. At the time I used to watch and all this. Okay, at least something was going in, you know. So not only, I thought, okay, they're doing it. Then I came to know, this is done as a show off, you know. And whenever they came to our house also, okay, chant Bhagavad Gita, 8 verses, this one, you know, they used to chant. I said that is good, but something, you know, some element of, you know, showing of exhibiting nature is there. It's okay, I didn't mind. So, you know, later on, you know, obviously, you know, one has to change bodies, you know, because Srila Prabhupada says, from childhood to boyhood, you change body. From boyhood to youth, you change body. From youth to adolescent, you change body. Right? One has to change body, obviously, material nature. That is the gift of the material nature. So as they were changing body, they became a little bit older, you know. And all that, and they were not exhibiting any quality of a devotee. You know, they used to go and, you know, all that. At least, you know, I was not a devotee, but at least I was thinking, oh, there should be some pious nature. You know, they go out and eat, they have boyfriend at that time. You know, this is not right. You know, something like that. And then later on, you know, they had in India at the time, people used to have arranged marriage. Okay, the parents will arrange marriage for the child. You know, they boy or girl, doesn't matter. You know. So, those people, you know, they found someone else, you know, of their choice, and they married like a Western system, you know. And I thought, oh, this is also not correct. First of all, they picked up a man of their choice, and they did not become a devotee also. So, what I'm saying is, it doesn't mean that, you know, one knows Bhagavad Gita, you know. One has to come under the bona fide spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada always stresses this point, you know, parampara system. Otherwise, there's no connection, you know. They don't know, they think like it's a mundane system, but it will have some effect, you know. You know? But it's not work. You know? They will not change, and they will not change others. Okay? So thirdly, you know, Devotee should have a higher taste. Very, very important. Higher taste means the fact that he is beyond matter. He is beyond the product of matter. He is spirit soul. He or she is a spirit soul. Right? Now, Krishna himself is saying this in Bhagavad Gita 2.59. He said, Vishaya vinivartante niraharase dehinaha raso rajam raso prasya param rasva nivartate. Higher taste. The Lord says, the embodied soul, they are embodied, may be restricted from sense enjoyment. But the taste for sense objects still remains. Right? One may say, you know, okay, you don't eat meat or something. They may say, it's okay, they may not eat meat for 3 or 4 months. But the taste inside is still there, it's not gone. Right? It will come up later. So, but Krishna says, yes, by seeking such enjoyment, engagement, by experiencing a higher taste, one is fixed in consciousness. So, higher taste. So, Lord says higher taste, and Srila Prabhupada also mentions, but nothing has been mentioned, what is higher taste. In the third chapter, in verse number 42, the Lord is explaining what is higher taste. Higher taste means Lord is giving higher hierarchy. That is, the senses are above the dull matter, sense objects. The mind is above the senses. The intelligence is above the mind, and the soul is above the intelligence. So the Lord is giving in 3.42 that higher taste means soul. Right? Unless one experiences the spiritual taste, you know, the taste of Krishna consciousness, it's very difficult. One will go back. It is not that, you know, it is by default they go back. So unless one experiences a higher taste, it's very, very important. Right? So that's what I thought. Three things are, you know, very, very important for devotees: knowledge, purification, higher taste. But all, we do not have to separately endeavor for it. All will come by following the rules and regulations and by chanting and following Krishna consciousness. It will come automatically. So, the path of self-realization, we can say, is a higher taste. So, the sense gratification is a lower taste. Right? But yet, knowing that, why many people are attracted towards the material energy, right? Material nature. Why do they get attracted? Because of the Lord's deluding energy, Maya. Why is that? So many reasons, sense object and all that. This point I was thinking, and the other day I came across a point, you know, I was reading some of the purports from third canto, right? And Srila Prabhupada has written a very good simple analogy. Okay, about understanding the material nature. A very good analogy, no? It's very simple, effective, and as usual, very powerful also. So he was saying about understanding the material nature. He's saying, in a government, there is a police department. Okay, there's a government, obviously, there's a police department. Now, this police department will only punish the criminals. They don't punish the innocents. Right? So people who don't obey the laws, right? They will be punished. In the same way, if someone, you know, in this material world, if someone is following the four regulative principles, right? In which case, the police department, which is mine, will not punish them. You who are following the four regulative principles, they will not be punished. So I thought this is a good point, you know, which Srila Prabhupada has mentioned, you know. It's very simple, but very effective also. So we can be rest assured that we will not get punishment. If we do anything wrong, then they will be punished. So material nature is safe in one sense. If you follow the regulative principle, yes. The police is there, right? He is also there everywhere. Sometimes we see, you know, only when you are a culprit, you get scared. If you are not a culprit, fine. So if you follow the core regulative principle, the material nature will flow. It will go on. There's nothing problem, no worries. Only, you know, if you interact, then yes. Srila Prabhupada says you are exploiting the material nature and hence there is a reaction. As long as you don't exploit the material nature, absolutely, there is no problem. Okay, so the point being, one has to be very, very intelligent in choosing what they want, whether they want temporary happiness or eternal and peaceful life. Okay, now, to illustrate this point, I have got a story to tell you. Right? Now, this story is a story of fisherman and businessman. This is not a story, you know, which you have studied or you have learned sometime back, you know, that the businessman goes And then he will be saying, do you know this language? You will say no. And do you know this? And finally he said, do you know swimming? That means your whole life is lost. You know, something like that. It's not the story I'm going to tell you. It's something else. Okay. The story of fisherman and businessman. Okay. Now, our story starts with the fisherman relaxing on the shores, you know, on the shores, you know, St. Kilda Beach. He's relaxing. Okay, nice and relaxing. In the afternoon. Okay. Now, a businessman walks in into the beach, you know. He has got some ideas, you know. He's thinking of the possibility of more businesses. Just thinking. And he walks into and bumps on this man. Okay. So he sees that, fine, I'm so active, you know. And this guy is relaxing. In the afternoon, you know. It's not a crime. So he came and said, sir, what are you doing? The businessman asked the fisherman, what are you doing? Then the fisherman is very innocent, okay. He said, fine, I have finished my day's work. In the morning, I go to the, you know, sea, and with my boat, whatever fish I collect, I take it, and that's enough for my livelihood, you know. So I'm happy, so I'm relaxing in the afternoon. This businessman was really concerned. Why? He said, why are you wasting your time? You're really wasting your time. You should not be wasting like this, relaxing. Then again, innocently, the fisherman asked, so what I should do? Then this guy saw, the businessman thought, yes, this is a good opportunity for me to preach. Okay, now I will do the material preaching, you know, I will tell him, I will make him into a business magnet like me, you know. So whoever is business, you know, they think that they would like to pull the others also. Come on, let us experience this happiness and suffer later. Okay, so he said, okay, now hear from me, I will tell you how you do. What you do is, he said, I am looking at your boat and the boat is very, very small. Okay, so what I think is, you will not be able to go very deep into the sea. And because of the reason that you are not able to catch more fish, and because of the reason you are not going to make more money. Okay. So what I am suggesting you is, you don't relax in the afternoon. You work in the afternoon. Work very hard. And okay, go and catch some more fish and make money. Now with that money, you try to make a motorboat. You buy a motorboat. With a motorboat, you can go a little bit deeper. You catch more fish. You make more money. With that money, you should buy a streamer. You go a little bit deeper, take more fish, make more money, and then buy a ship. When you have a ship, okay, you can go very deep into the ocean, catch more fish, make more money, buy more properties. Why are you wasting? You are wasting your livelihood. Okay? So this is the way. Now this fisherman said, okay, what do I do with a lot of money? Of course, as you are saying, money, money, you are saying, so I will get more money, right? So what will I do with more money? He said, if you have more money, then you can relax. Until such time, you should not relax. Okay? Now, fisherman really got it. He said, come on. Okay. He said, he started boldly. He said, you fool. What do you think I'm doing now? I'm already relaxing now. Okay? Do you want me to earn more money, go through the struggle, and then relax? I don't want to be like this, like you. The entire life, you know, you will be spending for the next 15 or 20 years and then you relax. But I am doing it now without the struggle. That businessman was taken back, you know. He said, come on. Yes, what he is saying is right, you know. So, what is a moral? There are many morals you can learn from this story. So, what I learn, basically, what I learn is, yes, you have to have a life, you know, because we are a combination of a soul and body. Soul and material nature. Material body. We cannot say no, right? As soul, we are part of Krishna. As material body, we are part of the material nature. They are a combination. Okay? Now, we need, you know. So, Prabhupada says, we should have, as a human being, right, we have conditional activity and constitutional activity. The conditional activities for the body, you know, we have to sleep, we have to eat, we have to put on the dress and all that. Constitutional activity is chanting, doing devotional service. So, both we have to do. So, for that, you know, we should keep the prime necessity in life, you know. We should have a shelter, we should have some food and some clothing and all that. We should have, you know, basic minimum necessity, you know. Simple living, high thinking. And obviously, you know, the priority should be given for devotion service. In such way, one can progress and one can also be happy. So, I stop here. Let's see if there are any questions.